Welcome to That's Orgasmic, a podcast discussing the orgasmic and not so orgasmic moments of all things sex, relationships, and mental health. I am your host, Emily Duncan, and I'm a sexologist who provides online sex coaching sessions to help you cultivate sexual wellness. Today's episode is all about how to spice up your sex life when you are single. I have 5 different tips that I will give you that may potentially help you spice up your sex life. Now, I first have to apologize if you can hear any like construction noise and banging because my neighbors decided to knock their house down, which is so annoying and inconvenient when you have a podcast and record from home. So I apologize if you can hear that. It is a public holiday today. I thought that therefore meant they would not be working and knocking the house down, but apparently not. So I apologize if you can hear that, and hopefully it's not too bad while I'm recording. Now, when you Google how to spice up your sex life, it sucks. It's literally all centered around relationships and heterosexual relationships. Like, it's all about how you can please your man and what you can do to spice up your sex life for your man. And like, no thank you. Like, it's just, it ain't it. And I was like, what about us single people? Like, we're important too. We want to spice up our sex lives too. Like, just because we may have multiple sexual partners or we may be dating casually doesn't mean that our sex lives don't need work. Sure, like, new people can be exciting, but even then the sex can still be boring and mundane. Like, majority of us are taught the same sexual scripts, so often the first time we have sex with different people still looks the same for a lot of us. So it's important for us single folk to still be able to access resources to be able to spice up our sex lives. I think when it comes to spicing up your sex life, it's all about stepping outside of your comfort zone and experiencing new things. You may have heard me say this on the podcast before, but try everything twice. The first time, there may be a lot going on. It may feel weird. You may be unsure. You can be in your head and be like, this doesn't feel like how I expected it to, or like, there's just something that's making you be in your head, or it could just be like too much of a new stimulation. It's like the first time you have sex or the first time you just be sexual. It can feel weird. You're like, oh, I don't know how this feels. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I can experience pleasure from this. And then you try it again and you get a bit more in the groove of it. And you're like, okay, I can see what this is about. So I recommend, unless like it was really like a bad experience and you had a lot of negative feelings come up, it brought up any trauma or anything like that, if it hasn't had that effect and you're just a little bit unsure, I encourage you to try it again and determine if it's actually right or not for you. So now for the tips, I have 5 for you, and the first one is educate yourself on sex. The more you know about sex, the more you can begin to incorporate new things into your sex life. You may also unlearn information that has been potentially harming your sex life. I think listening to podcasts on sex, reading books, talking to a sexologist, like, this could be super beneficial as this is therefore catered to you. So if you talk to a sexologist, you may not only be able to explore like your own sexual history and how that impacts you today, but find the areas that you may need some extra education and tools in. And this is obviously going to amplify your sex life. The more you know, the more you're going to be able to use this to cultivate the best sex life that you could possibly want. I also recommend go to workshops, go to online masterclasses, like, engage within the sex education community and find resources that are going to benefit you. Like, there's so many out there, from like tapping into pleasure, how to orgasm, exploring kinks. Now, if you go to in-person ones, you may find like-minded people, you may find other events, because you obviously get to engage with the community a bit more when it's in person. Obviously, you still can when it's online, but I just find there's that distance. You're not really forced to have to talk to anybody, and you can kind of distance yourself from it. But I definitely recommend trying to learn from people who are experts in these areas. If you're interested in like kinks, going to workshops can be a great way to actually learn about the kink, see how it's practiced potentially in person, how to practice it safely, which is a really big important thing. And that sounded so unprofessional, really big important thing, but it is. And then you can also, once again, meet like-minded people. So you might be able to find people to actually explore these kinks with. You might find people that you're sexually attracted to, you know, or even just people who can just help guide you through the kink community. Because if you haven't been a part of that community before, it can be quite daunting to first, you know, step into. But I definitely just recommend getting out of your comfort zone and engaging with the community, engaging with educators, and just trying to educate yourself as much as you can, because there's just so much to learn out there. Even me as a sexologist, like, there's still so much for me to learn, and it's only going to benefit your sex life. Number two is bring in sex toys. Now, for some of you, this may seem like a no-brainer, but bring in sex toys. You can include this in your partnered sex and also solo sex, because your solo sex is also important when you're single too. And there's just so many different types of sex toys out there. Like, the possibilities to spice up your sex life here are endless. Like, there's so much out there. And like, just, I encourage you, go out there and buy a sex toy that's different to anything you have. Like, if you're somebody who already has them, just do something different, because you never know, that might be something that you look at and you're like, nah, I'm not gonna like that. And then you try it and you actually enjoy it. Also, look beyond vibrators. Like, there are so many other items in sex stores that can be used for your pleasure, like nipple clamps, whips, different like oils and lubes that have different sensations. There's just so much within a sex store. If you're a penis owner, even bringing in like masturbation sleeves to spice up your solo sex, but you can also use these in partnered sex and have your partner use it on you. Like, there's just, the world is endless when it comes to sex toys. Like, literally, if you just Google it and just have a look, see what you're intrigued by, actually go into a sex store and see them in front of you. You can feel the different textures, the vibrations, if they're like plugged in and working. There's just so much there. So it's just something I definitely recommend, because it can just bring a different experience. Number three is try a different context. Now, spicing up the context can be super fun. Whether that be having sex in a different room in the house, a different person's bed, a hotel, a dingy club toilet, whatever it is, there's just something about the context that can really change how the sex feels for you. Obviously, our brain is our biggest sex organ. So when we have a different context, it's going to just provide a different kind of stimulation. I recommend trying to use all of your senses when you're changing up the context. For instance, sight, wearing lingerie, dressing up. If you're engaging in something like roleplay, dressing up in character, using different lighting to, you know, set the mood. Smell, having candles lit. Sound, you could have music on, and playing with different types of music to see how that feels. Taste, having food, flavored lube and condoms. These can all just tap into different senses and provide a different experience for you. Also, like, having sex at different times of the day, like when you have sex in the morning might feel different to when you have sex at night. When you're in different moods, like sometimes when you're stressed, having sex can be like the best thing ever. These just all change the context and how you experience sex. Also adding just more suspense to the context. Like, if you have it scheduled in, like, you know you're going to be seeing this person on Friday night, sexting, build the suspense, bring, you know, tease. Like, if you're going out for dinner, start teasing then. Like, I think everything that happens before you even get into the bedroom or wherever you're having sex is so important and can create a different context for you. Number four is use a yes, no, maybe list. And then you can use this to create a sexual bucket list. Now, if you don't know what a yes, no, maybe list is, it's literally just finding a list that has all of these different sexual activities on there and being like, yes, I want to try that. That is a hard no. Or maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe like I'll have a little play and see how I feel. You can also, when you're going through these, tick off whether you want to be receiving that or giving that. Because obviously there's some things that you want done to you or that you don't want done to you, but you're wanting to do to somebody else. So while you're single, this is like the perfect time to explore and work out what you like and what you don't like. You obviously have a whole world of people out there that you can try this with. And it's just a time that you can try things you never thought you would. You don't have to worry about whether your partner is into it or not, because you can find somebody who is. So I think when you're single, it's just such a great time to explore. So an example of like what might be on a yes, no, maybe list is like anal, film a sex tape, hot wax play, cuckolding, group sex. And then obviously, as I said before, you can break these down into giving and receiving. There's literally so many, and I'll have one that I'll link in the show notes so that you can go have a look. And if you aren't single and listening to this and you're actually partnered, take it to your partner as well. Like, these lists are for everybody. Now, you can also use this yes, no, maybe list as like a bucket list. Like, the things that you're like, yes, I want to do this, make a sexual bucket list. Like, that can be fun, especially while you're single. Like, something you can try and tick one off every month or every week if, you know, you've got the energy for that. I think that that can just be a fun way to spice up your sex life. Number five is go to a sex party. Now, this might seem like an extreme way to spice up your sex life, and it definitely isn't for everybody, but sex parties can be so much fun and a great way to spice up your sex life. Sex parties aren't just for couples who are wanting to spice up their, you know, sex life. It's absolutely for singles too. And like, it's just the perfect place to explore things, to have people in the same room who are also potentially wanting to have sex with you. And it's so much fun. Depending on the one you go to, it's kind of like going to a nightclub. Like, there's DJs, dance floors, and then there's also playrooms. So if you're somebody who likes to go out every weekend and go home with somebody, going to a sex party could be the perfect thing for you. You also have the opportunity to like tap into any other desires you have. Like, you can, you know, witness other people having sex. You can engage in threesomes, foursomes, literally fivesomes, however many people you want to have sex with. Like, the opportunities are like endless there. You can have multiple partners in the one night. There's also themed sex parties. So if you're somebody who likes to tap into any like role play, or you enjoy just dressing up, there's different types of playrooms depending on the sex party you go to. So like, if you're into kinks or BDSM, like, there's sex parties that will cater to that. So it just gives you this space to let loose and have fun and explore. Now, going to a sex party single might seem daunting, but you don't have to go by yourself. You absolutely can. And I'm sure that you would feel hopefully comfortable soon enough in there. Everyone is generally like pretty welcoming. Obviously, there's other people who are also nervous too, but like, you don't have to do anything. You can literally just go in there, watch, fill it out, see how you're feeling. You can leave at any time. And a lot of the time at the start, people just talk, they get to know each other and try and work out what people are wanting and if they're, you know, the right fit to have sex with you. You can also go to sex parties with your friends. Like, if you've got any friends who are open to this, go with a mate. Like, it can be fun. You might think that like, oh my God, that's going to be so weird if I go with my friend and see them naked or see them having sex. But I think you'll probably be surprised by how normal it feels in a sex party. Obviously, this will be different for everybody, but it's a different atmosphere that you just don't experience anywhere else. And it can be quite a welcoming and freeing experience. You could also go to a sex party with somebody that you've been dating, or somebody you've met off a dating app. Like, there's, you know, obviously all different types of people you can go with. So if you're wanting to really spice up your sex life, I definitely recommend finding a sex party near you. It might be hard if you're not in a city, because they often are only really in like the big cities, like if you're in Australia, like Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, but you've just got to look and try and find the right ones. I think the app Red Hot Pie, I think it's called, off the top of my head, it has different like sex parties and will show you where they are. And there's definitely different dating apps like Field and like kink specific apps where you'll be able to find sex parties more easily by talking to people on there. So they're my five different tips for spicing up your sex life when you're single. Obviously, the important thing here is like just have fun, step outside of your comfort zone, but also be safe, listen to your body, trust what feels good and what isn't feeling good, and just use this time while you're single to really learn about what you want, who you want to have sex with, the type of sex you want to have. And if you can work out now how to spice up your sex life, it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier if you then do become partnered going into the future when it comes to spicing up your sex life with them. You know, you've already got this toolkit, you've got all this education behind you, and it's just going to make that process so much easier. So thank you, Shaggers, for listening. When this episode goes out, I'll actually be sitting on the beach in Thailand drinking a daiquiri, and I am so excited. But as always, Shaggers, please reach out with any comments, questions, or stories, either through my Instagram at thatsorgasmic or my email emilyduncan@thatsorgasmic.com. Please subscribe on whatever platform you use to listen to this podcast and leave a review, as I'd love to know what you're thinking. So thank you, Shaggers, and I'll see you next time.